Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, January 12th. Happy Missions Monday. Typically on Mondays, we try to focus in on a mission or ministry associated with Mountain Brook Baptist. It could be a mission partner or something within the church. Today, we want to focus in on our deacon ministry. Yesterday, during worship, we ordained new deacons, and we also installed deacons for a term of service. And we highlighted several of our deacons that we call life deacons, deacons who have been serving for a very long time faithfully in the ministry of the church. So at the end of the podcast, I want to pray over these specific deacons and generally over the deacon ministry. As we jump into God's Word, we are in Romans chapter 1 today, verses 1 through 7 in the New International Version. Anytime we start a new book with Project 119, I encourage you to go to the Bible Project website and search up a video for that book. Their video on the book of Romans is actually two volumes. The first video covers kind of the overarching themes of the book of Romans and also a summary for chapters 1 through 4. In their discussion of Romans, they start kind of giving us a history of who Saul or Paul is and how he becomes an apostle to the Gentiles, taking the gospel message to the ends of the earth. In Romans, we learn that the gospel reveals God's righteousness. It creates a new humanity. It fulfills God's promise to Israel. And the goal of the gospel is to unify the church. I also wanted to read for you something written by Martin Luther that Wayne shared with me. Martin Luther wrote this in 1552. This epistle, speaking of Romans, is really the chief part of the New Testament and the very purest gospel, and is worthy not only for every Christian should know it word for word by heart, oh goodness, but occupy himself with it every day as the daily bread of the soul. It can never be read or pondered too much, and the more it is dealt with, the more precious it becomes and the better it tastes. May it be, Lord, that as we read through Romans this semester, that you teach us the purest gospel, and you help us as we ponder and read to know you more dearly. Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, in the New International Version. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, regarding his son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, we received grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake. And you also are among the Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. What words or phrases stuck out to you today in the reading Romans 1, 1 through 7? I was struck by the reminder that Jesus, in his earthly life, was a descendant of David. I'm mindful of the Christmas story, and Joseph had to go to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he was of the line of David. And so the Lord was preparing the way for a descendant of King David to come and rescue us. Verse 4 tells us that through the Spirit of holiness, he was appointed the Son of God. This makes me think of the story with Mary and how the angel comes to her and how she says, how's this going to happen? and the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be great with child. It's amazing. Finally, Paul reminds us of the resurrection, which is the crux of Christianity. By his resurrection of the dead, we call Jesus Christ our Lord. He has defeated death on our behalf, and in him we have grace and peace. As it says in verse 7, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 2 is a very meaningful passage as well. As I read, let us ask the Lord to remind us of his presence, his goodness, and his character. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their chains and throw off their shackles. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss his son, or he will be angry, and your way will lead to your destruction, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Romans 1:1-7 reminds us of who Jesus is, and then at the end, it gives us some encouragement. Paul says, grace and peace to you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus. Psalm 2 reminds us who Jesus is. He is King, and so we're to celebrate him and serve him with reverence. As I mentioned earlier, let's be praying alongside our deacons and for our deacons. Those who were ordained yesterday for the first time are Kelly Holbert, Sarah Newell, and Kristen Watson. If you go onto YouTube or onto our website, you can watch our service and see their testimonies. Maybe we can even link them here later in the semester. The other deacons who are being installed anew for a term of service this year are Chris Birch, Lane Chapman, Ellen Martin Keith, Andrew Loveman, Luke Montgomery, Mark Patterson, Jenny Pickett, Chris Rice, Jansen Voss, and Ed Wills. And then the deacons that we have named life deacons are Emerus Graham and Willis Potts. Willis is one of our early morning listeners. I'm not sure about Emerus, but thank you, Mr. Willis, for coming alongside us on Project 119 every day. Would you pray with me? Father, we lift up to you the names of those who have been ordained as deacons. We just want to admit that none of us is worthy of serving you. All of us come with mixed motivations. Ultimately, Lord, you want our hearts, and we ask, Lord, that you would give us pure hearts to serve you. Bless the lives and the families of those who have been ordained. We especially lift to you Kelly Holbert and Sarah Newell and Kristen Watson, who will begin terms of service as deacons for the very first time. We thank you for the many years of service of Emerus Graham and Willis Potts. We're excited about this year's ministry of the deacons. And we pray that as we serve together, that we would all keep our eyes on you and that we as a people of God would have grace and peace, knowing and trusting in Jesus for his name's sake. Lord, help us as we seek to honor you together. Through Jesus our Lord, we pray. Amen.